You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
God bless football, Billy Gill.
God bless football, Mikey. Eh?
God bless football, Stu Gatz.
We have a lot to get to. We have two top fives. Billy tells me we are debuting two, not one, two brand new segments, and we have over-unders. No, we don't have over-unders. What do we have, Mikey? Eh? What did the NFL release? They didn't release schedules yet. But we do, they have opponents, but we have over-unders now? Is that what we have?
So, yeah, DraftKings released their win totals for the year that you can bet on. I thought it might be fun to throw out a team. You guys guess what DraftKings has their win total at, and then we can play over-under.
Okay, Billy, how do you feel about doing win totals without knowing the schedule and without we know opponents, we don't know home or road, and without the NFL draft taking place?
We do know home road.
You're off to a great start. So to be clear, we do have the schedules. We do know the opponents. We do know home and road. We don't know necessarily what dates they're playing.
We can play
overs or unders because we have win totals that have been put out by DraftKings.
I've been off. I'm on vacation. Mikey A, you told me last night we didn't know if they were at home or on the road. You told me that last night.
No, I think you need to go back and take a look. I said the only thing we don't know is when.
The when's important, though. The when is an important factor. I mean, playing the Dolphins in 90-degree heat or playing them in 75-degree weather in December is a big difference.
Sure, it matters, but...
Why are you shaking your head, Billy?
Because it's more playing them in like 95-degree heat or 93-degree heat in December. It's like really a 2-degree difference at this point.
But those 2 degrees, Billy, I mean, they're a big deal. Yeah,
game of degrees.
It's not a dry heat.
It's a game of degrees. I'm looking back. I was wrong.
I know. No one questioned it. Anybody listening, no one questioned who was right and wrong in this exchange.
You guys are right. Billy, what are your two new segments that we're debuting today? What's happening?
So I have a new segment that I want to debut called or mm-mm.
That's so good.
That's one of them. Right. And then later on, we have a brand new segment. Well, they're both new, but we have a brand new segment that I want to debut called Off the Grid Iron.
Ooh, I like that.
I am so excited for that one.
Yeah. You spent all night thinking about these, huh? I mean,
I think they're good. We'll see.
Okay. What was the first one again?
Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
So you ask a question and we go, mm-hmm, or mm-mm.
I'll explain it when we get to it. Like, let's not get ahead of ourselves. We don't need to confuse people for no reason, you know?
I do have a top five today. I have, if the offseason ended today, top five teams in the NFL.
Wow.
I know. It's big.
I love that you brought it back. If the offseason ended today. It doesn't. But if it did.
No.
Top five
teams. I have a question for you in that game. Well, I could save the question for the game until we get to it if you'd like to not confuse people.
Mm-hmm.
No, let's confuse them.
Okay. So here's my question. When you say if the offseason ended today, here are the top fives. Does that mean these are the people that won the offseason? Or is this if the offseason ended today and then the season ended today, these would be the top five teams?
If the offseason ended today and there was no draft, this is it. The next thing we do is start the NFL season. These would be my top five teams headed in to the NFL season.
To the start of the season. Got it. So this isn't the winners of the offseason. This is just the best teams if this is how the season. So instead of if the season ended today, if the season started today, these are the top five teams.
If the season started today, these are the top five teams, according to me, in the NFL. Got it. Okay. Mm. Of course, I'm factoring in some of the moves they made during the offseason, but I'm also telling you the offseason ends today and the season starts tomorrow. Is that fair?
Got it.
All right, Mikey, you have a top five as well, right?
I do. Top five panic moves in the offseason. So
this is great. Okay, we're loaded today. I mean, a game of mm-hmm or uh-uh and off the grid.
No, not the name.
Okay, what's the name? Sorry.
Mm-hmm or mm-mm.
And off the grid, iron.
Yeah.
Good. Sufficient pause?
You got it.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Mikey, I want to get right to over-unders because I'm excited. I mean, I need the NFL back in my life. Baseball starts up. Started up this week. We have the Masters coming up. I miss football, though. I really do. I miss football. Soon it's just going to be me, you, baseball, and Joey Chestnut, and no one wants that. Anyway, let's get to over-unders.
All right, well, we'll start in Billy's backyard. We'll start with the Miami Dolphins. What do you think their over-under is set at?
I'm going to say, are half games involved in this?
They're all half games. A half game.
Really?
I'm going to say, it's high. I'm going to say.
I mean, the Jets, a lot of people like the Jets, Billy. A lot of people like the Bills. The Patriots are a bad team. Dolphins in a tough division. That's all I'm trying to
say. 10.5.
Wow. I would say 9.5 for the Dolphins.
Point to Billy. 10.5 is the set.
Wow. 10.5. You like 10
and
that?
10.5.
You like them going over there, Billy?
It's a good line. It's a good line. Well, who are their opponents? Do you have that in front of you?
Oh, opponents, right.
We don't know the dates.
Again, we don't know the dates. We know home and road locations. We don't know what days, which would impact, as you guys pointed out, degrees.
Yeah.
Weather degrees.
It's a game earlier, of degrees. Yes.
If you're playing at home, well, here's the thing about the Dolphins though, right? Is that they always want to play at home. And if they're playing at home early, then the other teams will, you know, theoretically be struggling with the heat because it's going to be a lot hotter down here earlier in the year. But also,
and the Dolphins do that thing where, you know, they stand in the shade and the other team stands in the sun.
Correct. And the Dolphins, though, also haven't really proven to be able to go and win in cold weather cities. So the Dolphins also want to be at home in December. So the Dolphins always want to be at home.
Yes.
So I will tell you this, that the AFC East crosses over with the AFC South and the NFC West.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have opponents, though?
I do.
Okay.
You want me to list all of them here?
I think for Billy to make an informed pick, he needs a few opponents here. That's all I'm
asking. They're at Houston. They're at Indianapolis. They're at the Rams. They are home to Jacksonville, Tennessee, Arizona, San Francisco. Obviously, within the division, they're in and out. They're at Seattle. They're at Buffalo. They're at Cleveland. They're at the Packers, and tough they're home against the Raiders.
I'm going under. I mean, that is a tough schedule, that's Billy. Rough. You know that's a tough schedule.
That's rough. That's a rough season.
Oh my God. Listen, you get the 49ers at home.
Yeah, but they get Green Bay on the
that's
road.
That's the best thing I've got for you.
Give me those road games again. Give me those road games again.
Houston, Indianapolis, the Rams, the Patriots, the Jets, the Bills.
Wow. The Packers,
Seahawks,
yeah,
the Seahawks, the Browns, the Packers.
Yeah, no one wants to make that Seattle trip. No one, especially the Dolphins. It's as far as you can travel within the United States. Miami to Seattle. It's brutal. It's dreadful. Billy, you're going under there. You're going under there, right?
It's tough, man. Because even their road games, it looks like three domes, if I understood that correctly. So they're going to be in the elements in a lot of these road games. I'm going over.
Okay, Bill. Wow, look at him displaying confidence in his team. He's going over 10.5. You have them winning 11 games. What's that face?
That's the face of a man that just lied to you.
Right to your face.
I know that face well. Anyway.
I have a tell.
And that's you tell us?
All right, give us another team here, Mike. Yeah.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, over under how many wins?
Russell
Wilson. I found this to be an interesting line. That's why I... Yep.
How about Tomlin make up his mind? Stop with Russell Wilson, pole position, Justin Fields is the future. Just tell us. Give it to us straight, man. I mean, seriously, Russell Wilson's a starting quarterback for that team.
Until week four.
Right, but he's going to be the starter for that team week one until he screws up. So you're right. I'm going to say
he said is a lie.
No, I guess. Steelers, tough division. I'm going to say not a tough division, Mike. Cincinnati, Cleveland.
No, it's a very tough division. I was going to ask you if you wanted me to give you home and away opponents.
Well, no, let's guess the – I'm going to say 7.5 wins.
Oh. Oof.
I'm guessing that's the over-under, 7.5.
Well, who are their opponents?
Okay, so they are at Washington. They are home against the Chiefs. Right. They're home against the Chargers. They're home against the Cowboys. They're home against the Giants. They're at Denver. They're at Vegas. They're at Philly. They're at Atlanta. They're at Indianapolis. And they're home against the New York Jets.
I mean, they got a lot of those tough games at home, so...
I'm leaving out the divisional opponents because we know that they're home.
I'm going to say... So they finished 10-7 last year. I'm going to say 9.5.
I'm going 7.
Neither of you is right.
Really?
Neither of you is right. It's right in the middle. It's 8.5.
Wow. You going over under there. I'm going over for the Steelers.
I'm going over as well.
Yeah. That seems a little low. Like I don't see why you would expect them to regress that much.
They upgraded at quarterback. Any way you want to look at it, and it's still a Mike Tomlin coach team, and he doesn't finish under 500.
No, they've upgraded a quarterback, but that division's tough, and that division was without Joe Burrow last year. So,
that would be
my best guess. All right, one more team.
Teams?
One more team here, Mike.
Well, I think we got to do it. I think we got to do the Jets, right? I think we got to do the Jets.
Yeah, and by the way, Aaron Rodgers not going to be your next vice president. So. Mm-hmm. Well, you never know.
He never was. whether he ran or not.
It's whether something else was occupying his mind.
Yes.
Well, that will always be the case. I think we've learned. So.
Yes. You're right, Billy. It's a fair point. God, I hate them. All right, what are we doing here? Jets. I'm going to say Jets over, let's see, AFC East, Patriots, Dolphins, Bills. I'll say Jets are 8.5. 8.5.
I'm going to go with 9.5.
Billy nailed it. 9.5 wins for the New York Jets.
Look at Billy. Give me some opponents here.
All right. Home, they have the Texans, the Colts, the Rams, the Seahawks, the Broncos.
Right.
Away, they have the Jaguars, the Titans, the Cardinals, the 49ers, the Steelers, the Vikings.
Wow.
Couple of easier road games, except for San Francisco. Pittsburgh's always tough, but it's
pretty easy, Mike.
Yeah,
I'm going over. I have them going 14-3.
Oh Lord.
Why can you display confidence in your team and I can't display confidence in my team?
There's a difference between saying maybe they win 11 and they're going to go 14-3.
Do that thing.
Because his team has done it.
Do that thing.
His team has won that many games.
Billy, do that thing you do when you're lying. If I could make that face, I'd be making it right now. How do you feel, Billy, about the Jets? Way under?
No, I think they'll hit over 14 wins, though. It's crazy. 14 wins is crazy.
So 13?
Wait, Mikey, what do you think?
Over the 14.
Yeah.
Oh, over 14. Great. Perfect.
Over 15-2. Super Bowl.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
All right, I have top five NFL teams if the offseason ended today and the season started tomorrow. Mikey has a top five as well. Billy has two new games to debut. Mikey's going to keep asking over-unders. We'll sprinkle those in as well. Billy, should we debut one of your two new games today here on God Bless Football?
Yeah, let's do it. You want to debut a game that I like to call mm-hmm or mm-mm?
Sure. Yeah, seems like an easy game.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's how this game works for those of you who are playing for the first time, which is everyone, because this is the debut of this game.
Right.
Mm-hmm or mm-mm works like this. I will tell you a story. I'll give you some details on said story. And then you'll just say, mm-hmm, if you like the result of this story, or mm-mm, if you don't like how this story is looking to you.
Got it. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so here is the first story that we're going to play. There's new NFL kickoff rules now. They're very similar to the XFL rules. The kicker is going to kick the ball off from the 35-yard line. Defenders will line up, and at the receiving team's 40-yard line, the receiving team will then have nine players between the 35 and the 30-yard line, and then you'll have two receivers in the receiving zone. Now, this also effectively ends the surprise onside kick. Not happening anymore. Now, the hope here is that in the XFL, kicking rules like this resulted in 90% return rates. The NFL is hoping to get 80% return rates on kickoffs. Last year, the NFL had a record low 21.7% of kicks that were returned. So they're hoping that this makes it jump up almost 60% and brings the kickoff back. New kickoff rules. Mm-hmm or mm-mm.
Is an option?
I didn't hear that sound.
Yeah.
Confusing. I mean, there were a lot of numbers there. I mean, I don't know.
Basically, they changed the kickoff rules, and it's gonna, you know, though the kicker's still gonna be in the same place. You're gonna have the defenders downfield, so they're not picking up as much speed to go and hit, you know, potential returners, yes, hoping that this is going to lead to more returns.
Okay, but no, like you can't surprise a team with an onside kick anymore.
Those are done. Now, if you're gonna onside kick, you have to inform the officials, and then you have to line up kind of the way the old kickoff was.
Got it. Okay. Mikey, you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first. I'm going to hit it with a hard mm-mm. because
I don't think you can expand. I don't think that's the game. I don't think Billy will let you expand. Okay.
All right. Then I won't expand. Then I'm going to
give an answer.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Hold on. Okay. Yes, you can.
I was protecting your game. I didn't want him to expand until you gave him permission to expand. That's all.
You, sir, were not. You were not protecting the game when you tried to answer with you were not playing by the rules. Yeah, Mikey is playing by the rules. He totally understands fair. The game. Mikey, please, the floor is yours.
I think we've gotten used to the kickoffs being sort of just a part of it, but the surprise onside kick is going to get missed. I mean, we had one in the Super Bowl, probably one of the most exciting plays in the Super Bowl.
Sean Payton.
Not going to get that anymore. I'm okay with not seeing a bunch of kicks returned. I want to see the fantasy players out there. I want to see the guys that we pay. I don't want to see some, fourth receiver who's there to return kicks, returning kicks. I want to see the offense.
Now, I will tell you this. One person that did say, and a team that said, were the Steelers and Cordarrelle Patterson. Because Cordarrelle Patterson, after this rule was announced, signed with the Steelers for a two-year, $6 million deal. And it turns out, I didn't know this. I don't know how many people did know this. Cordarrelle Patterson is the all-time leader in kick returns for touchdowns with 9.
Really?
I didn't know that.
That is shocking.
You would have thought it was like Devin Hester or who's the guy? Hall, Dante Hall from Kansas City.
Wasn't Hester more on punt returns though, right? I think.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so it led the Steelers to sign him, and the Steelers have not had a kickoff return for a touchdown since 2017.
Huh.
Quick tangent. Imagine being a special teams coordinator for like decades, and now all of a sudden they're like, hey, however you did it, now you have to find a completely new way to figure it out.
Well, also, like, imagine being the special team coordinator who's like going in and like trying to do all of these, like, okay, this is what we're going to do with a kickoff return. This is what we're going to do with a punt return. And then Braxton Berrios or whoever's just back there every single time, just fair catching it or letting it go into the end. Because, like, I'd rather not get hit. We're good. Mm-hmm.
Can you guys name a special teams coordinator?
You just got the game.
He accidentally fell into the game.
All right. You want another one? Or do you want to keep talking about kickoffs?
No. Keep going. Yeah. I told you. That's why I didn't want Mikey to expand. I mean, all of a sudden you get bogged down on kickoffs. And we're discussing Devin Hester. Okay. I'm sorry, Billy.
Because we have so much to do today.
It's your game. Yeah. It's your game. Okay.
Just a couple guys talking about, the NFL and the kickoff rules.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Anyways. All right. There we go. So here's the next one.
I love this.
The game. NFL has changed some tackling rules. You can no longer do the hip drop tackle. The hip drop tackle happened 230 times last season and resulted in 15 injuries, 20 to 25% the injury rate of a regular tackle.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first here.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Do I need to expand?
You'd like to. Don't feel any pressure to.
Anything that helps, make the game safer for the players that are playing it, given that after 20 years of doing this, I know some of those players. I know how much pain they're in. I'm all for it. So,
I'm going to go with a hard
Yep.
Players didn't want it. Players are the ones playing. They didn't want it. The NFLPA even said that they're going to try and fight it. Like, at some point, it is a contact sport, and those injuries, that sucks, but it's not like these are head injuries. These are regular injuries that should happen, that could happen in a contact sport. Players don't want it. I don't want it.
Here's the rare follow-up to it's a secondary one, but it's an addendum to the original question. So when discussing it, NFL competition committee chair Rich McKay said, quote, I've heard defenders say before, and I hear them, hey, you're putting me in a really tough spot. You're saying I can't hit here. What do I do? My response has always been, well, you can't do that.
It's an obvious.
Because that's just a great answer. hey, not my problem.
I'm in charge of the rules. You can't do that one. Like, okay, well, I can't hit him here. I can't hit him there. I can't tackle him this way. What can I do? Like, I don't know.
Figure it out.
Figure it out.
Just tell me what you can't do.
I can't do this. I can't do that. His response. Mm-hmm.
Rich gets the game.
He really yep. does.
You want to tell me what I can do? Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
I don't think anyone gets the game more so than Rich McKenney.
Yeah. All right. You want one more? Mm-hmm, or mm-hmm?
Oh, God. I want five more.
So many more. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So many more.
Okay. On the Around the NFL podcast, friend of the show, Colleen Wolf, said that she got from a reliable source at the NFL owners meetings that there was a, quote, heated meeting between Robert Saleh and Woody Johnson. When asked to kind of clarify the situation, she said she wouldn't say that it was an argument, but it was a little awkward. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
I'll go first here, and I will say a hard mm-mm, because Connor Hughes, who covers the Jets, and tweeted out that he was sitting feet from them the entire dinner, never heard anything. None of this happened. Mm. Colleen Wolf wasn't there. Connor Hughes was there, said it never happened. And he said, Robert Saleh is sitting there week after week getting fastballs thrown at him by New York media, but in the middle of a dinner with his owner, he's going to scream at him.
Like, so you're saying Colleen Wolf's, you're saying her reporting is not accurate? Is that?
I'm saying she's very credible and a friend of the show.
Yeah.
I'm saying she was misinformed.
If
she
you're on this
there,
show, I believe
someone
you.
Else was there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there. I'm on the show. So, conundrum.
I think any interaction with Woody Johnson is awkward. Oh, is that so?
That's fair. Mm-hmm. That's a mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. A mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm.
Imagine, by the way, like had Aaron run for vice president or whatever, you have potentially in your locker room and as part of your organization, a former ambassador to England or whatever, and a vice president elect. What an organization.
But no football players.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And we're back. How do we think that that game went? Mm-hmm, or, mm-mm.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, Billy, listen.
It should be a staple.
Right. It's late March. We're just waiting around for the draft. We're waiting around, you know, for the start of the regular season again. I mean, we're just waiting around. So I love the game. I do. I think it's a great game as we wait around.
There's, Scott, I had some meetings, not for air, even though we're on air, but some exciting things going on around the NFL draft. I'd say get your passports ready for Detroit, but I won't say anymore.
Really?
Won't say anymore.
Okay, but you had some meetings, huh?
Meetings have been had.
Okay. Why do I need
do
a passport?
Love a good meeting?
Yeah.
Do I love a good meeting?
I could do without most meetings, to be honest with you.
Sure.
Can I answer
but
that
like,
for
if you
Billy?
Get a good one. But if you get a good one, are you like, man, that was a good meeting?
I like a good, productive meeting. However, I find that most meetings I'm in are not good and productive.
Right.
If I'm in a meeting of more than three people, I would say usually not productive.
Right.
Or let me say, okay. I like this game. I know where we're going with this, Mikey. Okay. Let's go back to the game.
Over three people is a presentation, not a meeting.
Okay. I was going to say over under from the first segment, number of people for a productive meeting. What would you set the over under at?
That is a great. I thought Mikey was going there. I thought he would follow your lead there. Apparently we were wrong.
Yeah.
All right. So Billy, what is your exact question here? Because I like this. What is the proper amount of people in a meeting to have a productive meeting?
To lead to a productive meeting. I'd set the over under. Three and a half
Three and a half
is the answer. Three and a half is the answer.
I would say when you get more, you know, more than 3.5, there's a lot of small talk on the front end, a lot of chit chat. You get nothing done. And then the meeting lasts 90 minutes and you walk out going, we didn't accomplish a single thing.
Here's the thing, though. Do you need an odd number in case of some sort of vote where there's two sides?
Good question.
Do you need an odd, do you need an odd number? Yes. So should it be 4.5?
No, over 4.5 is way too many so, people.
Way too many.
Gotcha.
Right. Right. So 3 is the perfect number.
I would say, that 4 is like my max. Like after 4, it's like, okay.
I don't mind a fourth if the fourth person is taking notes on what we're talking about in the meeting, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How about this? In terms of meetings, more than 4 people with strong opinions makes it not a productive meeting.
Agreed. Yes.
I think if you get, two people with conflicting opinions, it's not a productive meeting.
Yeah, but what, that's what the third is for.
That's why you need the third, right.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what the third is for.
Right, right.
Yes. And a fourth can be in there as long as you know the fourth is in your pocket. You know what I mean? Like if the fourth is in your corner, then you're good. That's when you start stacking the meeting.
Like when you walk in?
It's understood beforehand. Yeah. Like, you know, like this is the agenda of today's meeting. Like,
sure.
This is how we're leaning. You know what I mean? If not, like you have the conversation like, this is what I think. Like, and you can almost kind of like get the thoughts before the meeting.
Right.
And then like potentially maybe you don't show your hand. Like, don't do like one of these when they're like, what do you think about this? You're like, don't do one of those.
Right.
Just have a kind of like, here's the agenda that we're going to talk about at this meeting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you run it by the person and they're like, what do you think about, you know, X, Y, Z? And they're like, you know, they give you like their thoughts and then always them. Right. Even if you disagree, just
right.
And then if it's not really what you agree with, you're like, I got to be honest with you. Like, I've been talking, like, I don't think you really got to be at this meeting. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then you tell them like if they're not like in your sight, you're like, oh, I don't think you really got to be at this meeting. I think it's going to be a lot of nothing. You know what
if
I mean?
If you're getting a bad vibe,
right. Exactly right. And then if you're feeling like I got an ally here, like let's just hop on a couple. You know, this won't be that. It won't take that long. Let's just hop on a couple minutes, kind of see where it goes. You know what I mean? Like, I think we should do this one. Yeah.
You have to bring a trusted confidant, a trusted friend into every meeting that will side with you. You know that person's in your pocket. It's like Andy Reid bringing Spags back every single year to be his defensive coordinator, you know?
A hired gun of sorts, you know what I mean? Sometimes, like, you even bring them in and then maybe, you know, like, I could really rile this person up and then I don't really have to say all that much. I just agree with them when they go off the deep end. Maybe reel them back slightly, but just like, you know... Jeff over there is making some good points. A little crazy, but I get the point of what Jeff's saying. Let's go with what Jeff has to say.
I like the message, not the messenger. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So 3 with a confidant. You're saying
3 plus someone in your pocket.
Right. 3 plus 1.
When needed.
Plus 1 is in your pocket, right?
Exactly right.
Do they stay in your pocket?
Yeah. So worst case, if you're outnumbered, you then have caused a draw and a stalemate and nothing can happen.
Right.
That's how you play the game of a meeting, my friend.
Okay. Who would be your confidant, Billy? Who would be the person
case
in your
by
pocket?
Case. It's case by case.
I was going to say, it's got to depend on the topic.
Okay. Exactly right. It's not one person. You kind of go around and you kind of canvas what's going on over here. What are we talking about? And then you just find the right person.
Mikey, I think that, you know, Billy now. Okay. Like you've gotten to know him really, really well. I think Billy's the guy you stick in your pocket thinking he's.
That's what
agree
I was just
going
to say. I think Billy's a really good pocket guy. I think Billy's a really good.
No, I think he's an awful pocket guy.
I got some good pocket presents. Yeah. Right?
You think he's going to agree with you when you pull him out of your pocket and you pull
never
him out
know.
Of your pocket and he screws you.
You don't know. I'm a bad pocket. I got good pocket
the
presents.
Worst.
But when it comes to that, when I know that I'm being used as the pocket guy, my like this face goes away and I'm just like this.
Poker face.
So much to the point that you're like, is he breathing? What's going on there?
He likes chaos, Mikey. Eh?
Yeah.
We have a top 5 of some sort, you were saying?
I don't know. Mikey, you have a top five? We have another over-under? What are we doing?
Yeah, let's do an over-under. Let's okay, do an great. Over-under. We haven't done
Wait
one
a minute.
Over a segment.
What happened?
Hold on. You were going to say the top five teams.
I was in his pocket.
Yeah.
But if Mikey voted no.
He changed it. I was in his pocket. I went with
I don't
him.
Like it.
I thought it was a good idea. Mikey thought, or Billy thought it was a good idea. I thought it was a bad idea. Mikey A's in my pocket, and he agrees with me. Bad idea. So. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. The Atlanta Falcons. Over.
Oh, the Falcons. They were number three on my list if the season started today.
So we're going to get your list. Just
We're going to get it. Just
you name the teams, right?
You think that the Falcons are the third best team in football?
No, it's the Chiefs. It's all the teams that made no moves during the offseason.
Because they didn't have
spoiler alert, right? And the Bengals, because they get Burrow back. That's the biggest free agent signing of the entire offseason. Just getting Joe Burrow healthy. That's pretty big. They beat the Chiefs twice in the playoffs with Joe Burrow. So
yeah.
Anyway, Falcons.
Falcons.
Billy, what do you think? Bad division, Billy.
Who are their out of division opponents?
They have Carolina in division, just so you know.
Yeah.
So their home games are the Cowboys, the Giants, the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Seahawks, the Steelers. They are at the Raiders, the Saints, the Eagles, the Bucks, the Commanders, and the Vikings.
The away is, yeah, it's tough overall. The away is easier than.
And the Broncos, sorry.
They play the Vikings this year, huh?
Yep.
That'd be a fun game.
Can I ask you a question? Do you know what the lowest over-under win total was, or you don't know?
I can look quickly.
I'll look it up.
I believe it's 4.5.
I'm going to go with I feel like I may be going high. I'm going to go with 7.5.
I'm going to go Falcons at 8.5.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, because
I think I'm right.
It's going to have it be higher.
You're both wrong.
Really? 9.5?
It is 9.5.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's a under. Product of the division, though. It has to be, right?
Under.
Not only is it 9.5, but it is currently plus money for the under.
Wow. Wow.
And to People answer your big. Previous question, Billy, I think two teams have a 4.5 win total. You want to guess those teams? We'll do that next.
Two teams have a 4.5 win total?
Yep. The lowest number.
All right, we'll get to that in a second. But hold on, Falcons here. So they have two games against Carolina, two games against the Saints, right? And then two games against the Bucks. The Bucks are good. But that I would assume three out of – I don't know why I'm breaking this down this way. I'm just intrigued by the Falcons this year. Three out of four, they'll win against those two bad teams. I'm going to say over for the Falcons. I can't believe I'm saying that. Falcons over. 10 wins. Who's their coach?
Raheem Morris.
Okay.
10 wins. I played this one bad. Yeah, I way underestimated them.
So you're going under on the 9.5?
Good defense.
I'm still going to go under, but 7.5 was a bad guess by me.
It's okay. You really beat yourself up about this.
Yeah.
It's over unders with no draft. And the offseason isn't over yet. I mean, it's okay, Billy.
Well, I'm also trying to think about the second 2.5.
4.5. 2 4.
4.5?
There's
oh,
two,
4.5.
Wait, so you're saying there's 2 4.5 teams here, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Two teams have 4.5, which is the lowest number.
I'm going to say, Billy, I got one. I feel pretty confident about. Well, I have
Panthers?
Two, actually. Panthers would be one. Yep. I would say the Broncos are probably two.
That's what I was.
They don't have a quarterback.
I was leaning towards Broncos, but I don't know. I'll stick with that. That's what I was thinking too.
Broncos, Mike.
You guys are half right.
One of the two.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was the Panthers. The Panthers are 4.5.
Who's the other?
The Broncos are actually 5.5.
I'm taking the under.
Me too.
Who's the other one, though?
is
Stugatz. You should have a big smile on your face guessing.
Patriots.
That's the one.
Wow. The mighty have fallen.
Yes, sir.
It's crazy that I
didn't, deserve it.
I didn't even think about them. Like, I wasn't even thinking that's a possibility.
Because you always think they're great.
Yeah.
If you had to bet right now, who wins a Super Bowl first, starting right now, Patriots or Jets?
Oh, man. I'll never say the Jets. I'll never say it. Who gets to a Super Bowl first? I might say the Jets.
Wins one?
No. Can't say it.
But you're thinking it.
The only team I'll say the Jets over is Cleveland. And they're really good this year.
Yeah, well, the Lions. And the Lions are really good this year.
But so I feel like the Patriots have a head start on this situation, because I don't believe that the Jets are going to win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. So it's then once the Aaron Rodgers situation is done, then they're going to have to reset where the Patriots are currently starting their reset. So I may lean Patriots on this just because something is going to happen with the Rodgers era with the Jets. I don't know what. I couldn't have predicted last season, but I just feel like something is going to prevent them from winning a Super Bowl with Aaron, and then they're going to have to reset.
Right. And what you're saying are the Patriots, who have a, you know, top three or four pick this year in the draft, they get to reset right now. So if they hit on the quarterback guy with that pick, then I'm with you, Billy. Because I don't think the Jets are going to win one with Aaron either. You know,
that's kind of the thing. And Aaron is, you're not getting your future quarterback with Aaron there, you know. So they're going to avoid that situation anyway.
Yeah. Patriots.
But what were your top five teams, just out of curiosity? We could just do them quick. Just boom, boom, boom. No fanfare, nothing special. Just knock it out.
All right. The five best teams if the season started tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. Number five, Houston Texans.
Oh, okay.
No fanfare? Yeah.
No fanfare.
Number four, Green Bay Packers.
Number three,
Detroit Lions. Number two, the Baltimore Ravens.
Ow.
Yep.
Ow.
And number one, the Jets.
I hate you.
I took them over the Chiefs.
We got it.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
We'll debut a second new game today on the show.
Look at his
off
smile.
The grid.
I'm so excited.
Iron. He is so excited. We will do that in a second. Mikey A has some more teams for over under. Did you hear what Kevin O'Connell, the Vikings head coach, said about Sam Darnold on the Pat McAfee show, Mikey A?
No, do tell.
Resurgence. He's just getting started. I believe him.
Yes, I believe him. I believe him.
I believe that Sam Darnold is going to come back to haunt us somehow. It's infuriating. It really is. All right, Billy, we're excited here. Your first game was a monster hit, and so I'm excited for the second game here.
All right. Well, this game, as you mentioned, is called Off the Grid Iron. Mm-hmm. And this is how it works. So we here at God Bless Football obviously discuss a lot of happenings on the gridiron, on the football field. But there's a world off the gridiron. Lots of things happening off the grid iron. And I'm trying to give you guys some of these stories that maybe you know, maybe you don't, because you could be off the grid iron.
Got it.
Okay.
All right.
It's exciting. Yes.
First story on off the gridiron.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City Chiefs tight end was recently seen canoodling with girlfriend Taylor Swift in the Bahamas. Stugatz?
Well, what am I supposed to do with that? Do I believe it or not?
Well, no, there's photos. We saw them. They were in the Bahamas. Okay. They were on a private getaway together, but paparazzi caught them, took some pictures. Stugatz?
Again, what am I supposed to do with it? Just comment on it?
Well, just your thoughts on the story. You see the pictures. What do you think? Maybe then that leads to a conversation of, if you were dating one of the most famous person, one of the most famous people in the world, where would you go on vacation?
There's nowhere you can go on vacation. I would like to ask you this question. Would you guys like to date one of the most famous people on the planet? Would that be something? Because I don't like.
So would I like to be Taylor Swift? Is what
would you like to date Taylor Swift? Would you like to be married to Taylor Swift? Because you have no privacy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I got you. Okay. I got you, Billy. I was in your pocket.
Bad. Yes. Mm-hmm. Just don't stick Billy in your pocket. I'm telling you, Mikey. You never know. You think he's in your pocket, but he's not. He's in the other person's pocket.
I mean, you guys did that to me earlier with the top five teams. If the season started today.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know if I would want to date one of the most famous people in the world.
I'm not.
I would not.
That.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Yeah. Well, I don't know. It depends. I mean, depends the on thing, my though, financial situation.
not just that, but your status. So, like, Travis is semi used to it. Like, obviously, this is a completely different realm. But like, Travis is used to a fame that I am not used to. So, like, he kind of knows, but then, you know, doesn't. So, anyways, all right, you want to move on to the next one?
Yes, I like this.
Okay. Christopher McDonald, a.k.a. Shooter McGavin.
Yes.
Confirms that Happy Gilmore 2 is in the works and said that a first draft has been written. Mikey?
No, thanks. Sometimes you just got to leave those alone. Happy Gilmore was hysterical. Now they're all older and they're trying to recycle jokes or bring them to. No, it's fine the way it was. Leave Happy Gilmore alone.
Yeah, I'm with Mikey on this. No Bob Barker, no me. Like, enough. I don't need it. I don't need a second Happy Gilmore. Okay. Yeah. Sometimes Roadhouse, Karate Kid, these movies were meant to be made once. They were not meant to be remade for an audience, a younger audience, 35, 40 years later. Enough. I'm tired of it. Seriously. Mm.
Did you see the new Roadhouse or no?
No.
Not interested?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right. No Patrick Swayze, no me, Billy. You know me.
I know you. Two rules about you. No Patrick Swayze, no you. No Bob Barker, no you. Everybody knows it.
Yeah. Well, now everyone knows it. Yes.
Now everybody knows. For those who didn't, now you know.
Now you know. Right? Yeah. Thank you for your support. I had you in my pocket there.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Next one here on Off the Grid Iron. Vanderpump Rules star Ariana Maddox is set to replace Sarah Hyland as the host of Love Island USA. Stu?
What?
How do you feel about the move? As you know, Ariana had a glow up after the whole Scandoval situation. Tom Sandoval cheated on her. She became a beloved figure. Then there was a whole situation with the third party. Who gets the house? What do we do here? And now, look, Modern Family star Sarah Hyland was hosting Love Island USA. Ariana was on Dancing with the Stars, and now she might get Love Island USA. Ariana was like this beloved figure in the U.S. Then there was a situation with Rachel Levis, who was the one that Tom Sandoval was cheating on her with. And then there was possibly leaking of videos in compromising positions. There was lawsuits involved. Ariana fell off a little bit, and now she may get Love Island USA. Stugatz? How do you feel about this move?
What? I mean, can I pass?
All right, pass it over to Mikey. Mikey, how do you feel about this? Ariana taking over for Sarah.
Modern Family for life.
Okay.
Huh.
All right.
Good answer.
Yeah. All right, you want to head on to the final one for Off the Gridiron?
Yes.
All right, the fourth one, the last one of our initial Off the Gridiron.
Why did you decide only four, just out of curiosity, for Off the Grid?
Two weeks.
Because this is, yeah, Iron. This is like, well, I had one in my pocket, you know what I mean? Just in case. We're beta testing these segments today. I think it's a keeper. Off the Grid Iron. I think it's going well so far.
Same.
All right, final one for today's episode.
Okay.
Former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman passed away at 82 due to complications from a fall in New York. Stugatz?
What? See, he died.
Passed away, yeah. Former Connecticut Senator and former vice presidential running mate of Al Gore.
He fell. Yes, I'm aware.
He passed away at 82. I believe he was the first Jewish vice presidential
candidate.
Candidate of a major party.
I believe you are correct on that. Can I have more details? So he fell and he passed away.
Passed away at 82, complications from a fall in New York. This is really where you would just give your thoughts on, you know, Joe Lieberman, his legacy, et cetera. Yeah, exactly right.
Well, I was actually going to give my thoughts on New York. New York is a very, and I experienced this with my mom as she got older. It's a very dangerous place to be walking around, especially as you get older. The sidewalks, I am telling you, they're not maintained very well. The curbs are very, very large. It's hard to step up on a curb. New York City needs to fix itself, man. It needs to fix the streets so older people can walk around and not worrying about sustaining major injuries or perhaps dying. How's that sound?
Mikey?
Thoughts and prayers to his family.
There you go.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Well said. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. In New York, fix your sidewalks. I mean, enough.
Well, I believe you said New York, fix yourself was the.
Fix
all right. Sidewalks. So that was it. First round it was of great. Off the Grid.
It was awesome.
Tired.
I enjoy. How do you feel about your games?
I think that, you know, we'll discuss it in our 4-person meeting later on today. And then we'll kind of decide whether or not they're going to be coming back.
You're bringing
how did you over guys under one well how, over how'd under you guys one and a half it? Make it back
wait hold on
he's hold on how do you guys feel about it so meeting. We know who's gonna come to this meeting just out of curiosity.
I love them, Billy. I love them. I love both of them.
Yeah, but you're capable of lying to me on this situation. Yeah. I feel like maybe I'm gonna have to consult with Mike Fuentes and see how he feels, but he's a little under the weather. So all the people out there who are missing Mike Fuentes's voice,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. He'll be back.
None.
Yeah,
I think Mike Fuentes will be really good at Off the Grid Iron.
Yes.
I feel like he'll be really good at that.
I think Fuentes is devastated he was not able to participate in both of Billy's new games. I really do.
You know,
he's listening later, vomiting and going,
Yeah. Want to do some more quick over unders here before we head out for the week?
Yes, I would.
Sure. Green Bay Packers.
Oh, gosh.
9.5. I'm low. Yeah, I think Stugatz is closer.
Packers 10.5.
It is 10.5.
I would take the over there. I think the Packers are going to the Super Bowl this year.
Wow.
Season started today.
Well, if the season started today, the Chicago Bears wouldn't really have a quarterback.
Yes.
But yet, their over-unders are what?
6.5.
I'll say higher. I'm going to go 8.5 on the Bears. I can't believe I'm saying that.
Stugatz nailed it. 8.5 wins for the Chicago Bears.
Look at this run you're on.
I know.
Without incredible.
Without knowing who their quarterback is, they only have Tyson Bagent.
But we do know who their quarterback
is going to be.
Right?
That's the only one where we could say almost definitively we know who their quarterback is.
Yeah, but you're feeling good about Caleb winning 9 games his rookie year? I'm not. I'm probably going to go under there.
Yeah. How about the Seattle Seahawks? Last one.
Is it still Geno? Did they get a quarterback? They're going to draft one, I think. That's They have all that equity from the Broncos with that Russell Wilson trade, right?
Division. 8.5.
I'm going to say 7.5 for the Seahawks.
Again, Stu Gotts nailed it. 7.5 wow. wins for the Seattle. Boom.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I started out so hot. I nailed you like did. 2 out of 3, and you've hit like the last 4. Incredible. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
One more. One more. Quick one. Quick one. Come on.
Quick one.
Arizona.
1.5.
6.5.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
What and a half?
That's
1.5. I take the under.
God bless football.
God bless football, mm-hmm. everyone.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories. Cows and carbs and premium regular beer.